Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I like the energy. I like the focus that we had, you know, leading up to the game. I thought, you know, before we even got out there, guys were wired in. They were ready to go. And then when we got out there, there was a lot of good execution. There were some things that we have to work on. You know, we were really shooting to get, you know, had zero pre-snap penalties. You know, we fell short of that. You know, just putting the ball on the ground, you know, that's something that we just have to make sure that we don't do. You know, I mean, at first glance, you see, you know, Blaj go, you know, over top of the guy, but, you know, we lose the ball. So we just, you know, that's a young kid trying to make a big play and, you know, making a mistake, and he'll learn from that and he'll get better from it.
Adam Gase, after the game last night, talked a little bit about his team, and I call it a typical roller coaster preseason game. There was good.
Game number one.
There was bad. You hope a lot of guys stand out, especially the young guys that play a majority of the plays and everything else. But guy that's seen a bunch of these joins us right now, Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel. Omar, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, Joe.
You sound like you've been up. You just should get up, or?
I got up like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, you did? You sound awake.
Yeah, you got your radio voice on.
Man, that sounds pretty good there, Omar. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. First of all, let's start with Ryan Tannehill. What'd you think overall?
Efficient first drive. I like the execution. I think he's shown that the athleticism is still there despite the knee injury. That was one of my major concerns. It's no longer a concern for me. I've seen enough to be convinced that the knee will not hold him back at any point. Now, does that mean that he's going to be completely healthy for an entire season? I don't know, because, you know, it doesn't even take a knee injury to hurt a player. But I'm not worried about the offense having to change. So, efficient first drive, yeah, they didn't finish it. They couldn't convert that third down. They couldn't convert two third downs. I would like to see that improve, but I think that, you know, Ryan's going to be a better quarterback this year.
All right, we'll stay with that position. The other quarterbacks last night that we saw, Brock fails, even Petty at the end. Your thoughts on that?
It's been consistent with what I've seen during practice. David Fales looks like the number two quarterback. He looks like he's taking that next step. There's an efficiency that he plays with that is an appealing to me. Completed 8 of 11 passes, 106 quarterback rating. And that's pretty much been consistently what I've seen from him all camp. I would have to go with him as the number two quarterback. And even before the exhibition game, I felt like he was the number two quarterback.
What's your take on the other guy Zach asked you about, Osweiler?
Up and down, hot and cold. You know, he's got a good mastery or command of the offense, but it's something's just missing. Something's not there. And while he's the better looking one of the two, you know, I like the way the offense is executed when David Fales is there. And Adam Gase has even brought up the point of, you know, David just has this knack about him of finding open receivers and making quick decisions. And to me, he reminds me a lot of Chad Pennington, and I'm not mentioning that because the arm strength has always been limited, because I really think that his arm strength has improved this year. You saw that pass that he threw to Francis Owusu, and you know, it's there. I think he's got everything that he needs to be a number two quarterback right now.
Which young guy stood out the most for you last night? Which whether it was any of the rookies at all, whether it was a rookie free agent or a draft pick, who looked the best?
It would have to be Jerome Baker. I really haven't noticed him that much in practice. I think the first time I noticed him was probably for week one. He looked really good on special teams. They're training him to be the weak side linebacker, and, you know, back up to Kiko Alonso. And I think he really played well. I think he, you know, made five tackles. He made quick decisions. He showed, you know, there was one time he was blocked by a guard, but that's what's going to happen in the NFL. And I just he played like the job wasn't too big for him, and that was a little bit surprising. Minka Fitzpatrick, he got elevated into a starting role because Rashad Jones didn't practice, and you know, I really haven't noticed Minka that much during the during practices, but he played well, and he showed that the job wasn't too big for him as well. I also like some of the guard play. I think they ran the ball effectively. I think this is going to have to be a running team. I hope they commit to the run game, and I think that they have the talent to run the ball. They average 5.3 yards. That's impressive to me. If that translates to the season, I think they'll have a successful offense. And the Kalen Ballage, outside of the whole jumping thing and the fumble, I think he played well. He ran the ball hard. Sonoris Perry, another guy who really impressed me. Sonoris is probably, I've already done a projection of the fifth through man roster, and Sonoris was one of the hardest decisions for me. I think I left him on, and without a doubt, the way that he's playing on special teams, the way that he's running the football, he's got to be on my 53.
Omar Kelly joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and say big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Okay, Joe came in this morning, and we were talking about good and bad from last night. Pass rush, pass coverage on defense last night both got into the bad category. What do you think about that?
Oh, certainly. We got another game where quarterbacks have 103 quarterback rating. I mean, it didn't matter who was in there. They were just throwing at a deficient level. I'm not too worried about the pass rushing because you didn't really see Robert Quinn or you didn't see Cameron Wake. Would I have liked more? Absolutely. I think a lot of there's the zone coverage on defense. I mean, left open receivers everywhere. Another game where the Dolphins struggled covering tight ends. They touched down to take the lead to cross. Brate was 5 for 5 receptions for 48 yards. That's something that this team just continues to struggle with. So both areas are things that are a little bit concerning. But one thing that I was impressed with was the fact that they, you know, only limited the Tampa Bay to 2.6 yards per rush. And to me, yeah, they scored 2 touchdowns running the football. But to me, that's a step in the right direction. I'd like to see them continue to be able to stop the run.
Vincent Taylor also got in on some plays. I thought he really helped himself. As to me, he's kind of been the fourth defensive tackle. What do you think about his efforts overall last night?
Oh, I think he played well. He's a guy that flashed last year during this process, and you know, I really haven't paid that much attention to him during practice, but you know, I think he's definitely done what it takes to sort of put some distance between himself and Gabe Wright for that fourth defensive tackle job.
I wanted to ask you about the number one story, by the way, the number one story in the NFL, the whole national anthem thing last night, Kenny and Albert Wilson decided, a couple hours sleep here. Both guys decide to kneel. What's going to happen? What's going to happen on this? What do you think? What's the team do? Does the team step in? Do they let this go? What do you think will take place with this, with the two wide receivers?
I don't think anything will take place. Adam Gase wants it to go away. He wants the attention to go away. And to be honest with you, I think it was important that they kneeled. I think it was important to send that message that, hey, these issues haven't been addressed, and this isn't about patriotism. This is about creating awareness to a problem and an issue and a crisis and injustices that continue to take place in America. They did that. Both Kenny and Robert Quinn basically said, we're going to continue to do what we've been doing for the last 3 years now. I don't know if Albert made the commitment to do it, but he basically said that, you know, this was important to him, and he felt like in Kansas City he didn't have the freedom to do it. But here with the Dolphins, he does have the freedom to do it. So he wants to take advantage of that. And he didn't want Kenny to stand alone or kneel alone. And that was something people don't realize, that they didn't do intentionally, that Kenny didn't even know that Albert Wilson was going to do that. And it just shows a unity. This is important to Kenny. If people don't know who Kenny is or don't know the work that he's done or haven't seen the evolution, I promise you, if you do a little bit of digging and do some research, you know, this is serious. This is important to Kenny. And I'm proud of him because I've seen the maturity that I've saw Kenny come in here from the trade, and to tell you he wasn't really a mature young man. And now he's probably one of the most mature guys that I truly do admire on this team. I'm proud of him for what he did. People don't realize the kind of heat and pressure and attention that it draws, and he's ready to handle it. His first year, he admitted it was hard for him and it impacted him. But he's shown that he's ready to handle, and it isn't too big for him. My hope is that ultimately, as the season progresses, we pay less and less attention to it. Right now it happened because it's the first game, but I doubt if they stand again during preseason game number two, it will draw the kind of attention or focus that it is.
But the president's going to, Omar, the president's going to jump in on this.
Oh, he did.
And
15 minutes ago.
He did?
Yeah. You want me to read the tweet to you?
Yeah.
The NFL players are at it again, taking a knee when they should be standing proudly for the national anthem. Numerous players from different teams wanted to show their, quote, outrage at something that most of them are unable to define. They make a fortune doing what they love.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to see what he's trying to distract us from today, what comes out today or what gets done today. And this is just about rallying his base. We know that now, and rallying the people who support him. A lot of them are people who don't care about, you know, equality or concerns of, people of color, don't care about the disparity in terms of prison sentences or the prison population or, you know, the fact that now they want to fight for, you know, it's an opioid crisis and they want to give treatment and help to a lot of people who are battling with drug addiction. But when it was an opioid crisis in the African-American community with crack, it was about imprisoning people.
The problem is it does become a distraction when the lead story after 12 games is two Dolphin receivers kneel, NFL issues statement. Instead of talking about Kenny or Albert catching passes on an opening drive, and there are a lot of people that even everybody has said people don't know what the cause is right now, and I think something's got to get done here. They got to talk. They got to get on the same page here. But I think Adam Gase can act like it doesn't exist and stuff, but he's going to continue to be asked about it, and it becomes a form of a distraction on the team. Do you agree?
I don't agree, because probably maybe it'll be addressed in when the regular season opens or when they make some policy. But if they don't make a policy or this continues, as the person who covers the team, I'm not going to write about it every single week. I'm not. I just don't. I don't plan on it. We'll keep watch, but and it might be a note, but nobody has to focus on it. And I personally don't plan on focusing on it all season, because I know what it's about. I know the individuals that are doing it. I know why they're doing it. I've done that research, and I encourage everybody who hasn't to probably do so.
Well, hold on. There's a part two to the president's tweet. Be happy, be cool. A football game that fans are paying so much money to watch and enjoy is no place to protest. Most of that money goes to the players anyway. Find another way to protest. Stand proudly for your national anthem or be suspended without pay. Part two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was four minutes ago.
That's a lot of uninformed information coming from our president, which is very disappointing, but it's consistent with what he is and who he is.
Hey, so, we got you on a roll, boy. I'm going to myself, what in the hell was I thinking asking you about all this stuff, Omar?
Oh, you should. Omar, if I can only let you log into the text line from home, you'd love this.
Omar, we're running super late. They're screaming at me. Thanks for coming on here, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
All right. I guess.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.